Hello, friends. We are going to talk about something absolutely delightful. It's called
Sister Build.
Sister Build. What in the world is Sister Build? Why we watch Sister Build? And I'm really excited to share this with you. Mm-hmm. So do you want to lead us off?
You know, I actually have heard about Sister Build for a little while. And what it is it's a YouTube channel that was started by the Queenship of Mary. It's an order of sisters here in Canada. And they are building a mother house.
Yeah.
And so they're documenting the whole process of building this beautiful mother house and, you know, and how much they're actually giving of their own personal time to build it. It's actually super interesting.
It is. And so one of the things that, you know, sometimes we ask as a family is, what can we watch on TV? Because we do have times where we sit down and watch something. And so some families get on this thing and they're scrolling and they binge watch something on Netflix or some other streaming service. Well, we binge watch Sister Build.
Yes. It was like, and the kids wanted to keep watching the next episode and the next episode because it is actually really well done and very interesting.
Yeah. And why is it so valuable to show our children?
Well, for one, I think it shows, you know, sisters living in the world and, you know, working together to build a project and also working with others who are not part of the community to do, to build something really beautiful for God.
And we want our children to be able to recognize the call of God in their life. Mm-hmm. We want them to live their vocation. There's nothing more boring than a person who just lives a career. Because a career, it makes you a living, but a vocation makes you a giving. A career is, you know, the secular thing in the world, and you go and you get your paycheck, and people give their lives to this. But a vocation is God's call on your life, and it makes you a giving. First, a giving to God, and then a giving to your neighbor, to others. And Sister Build is this before your eyes. Young women who have responded to the call that God has in their life. And our children get to see them, in one sense, live out their vocation and live out also a dream, I'm sure, for the religious community. So in each episode, you see the sisters building the mother house, and from the beginning of moving an older building off the land, and then the foundation and the construction and the materials. But one thing is really interesting is that you see the sisters working. They're in their habit, right? They're in the trenches, literally sometimes in the trenches with the tools. And first of all, it's beautiful, but it's also beautiful witness to our children.
Very much so. Our one daughter was like, when can I be a sister with them? I was like, ooh, that would be wonderful.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that comment.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the thing. We can pray all we want for religious vocations, which is good, but it's also good to show religious vocations, to show children, this is what it looks like to be a religious sister or a priest. Mm-hmm. And many families realistically don't have access to religious life. Sisters, we're blessed. Okay, we do. I want to say that. And it's such a blessing, but many don't. So many, if you have grandchildren or children of your own, find Sister Build, binge watch it. And this is what you'll notice. You'll notice joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, most certainly.
And I think sometimes young people are scared to respond to the call that God has in their life. As, well, my life, it'll be a second-rate life. Mm-hmm. It'll be a boring life. So the witness that Sister Build gives, I think, is just absolutely, I think it's delightful.
Yeah, and I love how they are just completely trusting God through this process. It's like they don't necessarily have the experience of building a mother house, but they find people who are qualified. And at the same time, they aren't afraid of hard work. You see that very clearly. And they just go for it. Mm-hmm. Joyfully.
So who is Sister Build? Like, who are they?
So the Queenship of Mary is an order here in Canada that was, it's actually a very new order. We were actually super blessed to meet the foundress last year, Mother Mary Bernadette. And they really just want to imitate Our Lady. They want to serve the priests, just like our Mother Mary served Jesus. One of their charisms is to serve priests and help them in their ministry. Also, they have a ministry of hospitality, a ministry of evangelization. So I'm just very excited to see, you know, what God does with the order now that they will have maybe more of a space to grow into. Because I think they were kind of bursting at the seams in the convent that they currently had. We have a few personal friends who are actually part of the order. Sister Jean-Paul Marie is from the parish that we attend, Our Lady of Lourdes here in Saskatoon. And then also my really close friend, Sister Micheline. Sorry, I got teared up about her. I've just known her for so long, and you've even known her for even longer, but just to know her journey and how she's now ended up at the Queenship of Mary and serving joyfully with the sisters there.
So just want to thank you, Sister Build Sisters. Thank you for your witness. Mm-hmm. Thank you for showing your joy online. Thank you for ministering to our family. Mm-hmm. You put videos out and you don't realize how they're going to touch people. You know, I know some of our viewers have felt that way about us, but we're blessed by a YouTube channel, and we want to share this joy with you because we think it is valuable, especially for families with young children.
Mm-hmm. And I think another great witness that they are is that, you know, they're asking for help. If anybody wants to partner with them in their project, like, it costs money to build something like this, and something I think we should rightly put money where it's going to glorify God. And so if anyone feels the inkling to help the Queenship of Mary, I know that you can just go to their website. I think it's queenshipofmary.ca.
I'll put a link in the description just in case we got that wrong. So circling back to an earlier point, sometimes we feel like if we give ourselves over entirely to God, we're going to be shortchanged. I want to touch on that. We are afraid sometimes to say, I give you everything, Jesus. Well, here is a segment from Pope Benedict's first homily as Pope. He quotes Pope John Paul II saying, do not be afraid, and then continues with this.
Are we not perhaps all afraid in some way? If we let Christ enter fully into our lives, if we open ourselves totally to him, are we not afraid that he might take something away from us? No. If we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. I say to you, dear young people, do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away, and he gives you everything. When we give ourselves to him, we receive 100-fold in return. Yes, open, open wide the doors to Christ, and you will find true life. Amen.
So when you go over and you watch Sister Build, and I hope you do, I want you to notice the joy and ask yourself, are these young women who are living their religious vocation living a shortchanged life, or are they living the abundant life? And I think you will agree that when you see their joy and you see them rise to the challenges that are happening, trying to build a mother house, you're going to see joy. And I think that's what happens when we live for Christ. He gives everything to us in return, and we lose nothing. So Sister Build is going to be linked in the description.
To go watch it.
That's it, yeah. And thanks for watching us.